Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Clemson conducts its final scrimmage of the preseason. Women's soccer, first game of the season, topped 17th-ranked Ohio State. Michigan to hear from the NCAA about their sign-stealing scandal today. And NFL opens up week two of exhibition play. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, August 15th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Looking forward to getting you ready for the weekend. We've got four guests all in a row. 705 Scott Reimer. We'll talk some Clemson football history with us. 725 Josh Williams has three teams. We'll do a little over-under for three Clemson opponents, as a matter of fact. We'll talk about them and what to expect from those teams. 745, ReedyLandCo.com's Hunting and Fishing Report. And at 805, Roy Philpott, ESPN play-by-play voice, who has his first three assignments. I was talking to Roy a little bit last night about that. So looking forward to that. It's going to be a busy day talking about the scrimmage from Clemson yesterday, all the Major League Baseball action, the PGA Tour playoffs, NASCAR, Little League World Series, EPL, women's soccer from last night at Clemson, the NCAA stuff, NFL week two. Like, it's a good weekend in sports. It's been a lot better than several weekends in the past month or so, so can't wait. And it is not Monday or Tuesday. It is Friday, but since we had some schedule shifts around from a production chair standpoint, Mr. Will Clanton joins us. Normally, I see you on Monday and Tuesday. Happy Friday, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I can say that with full confidence. I mean, Mondays and Tuesdays are usually rough. It's, you know, yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'm doing great. It's been a great week.
I'm really happy to hear that from you. And I always catch you coming off of your big gambling trips in which they're flying you down, and your tunic has got you down there gambling millions, or you're on some yacht in the middle of some lake. Somewhere, French Riviera, wherever you're at. Like, maybe you do that in the middle of the week, too. I don't know. But I've got a feeling it's, you don't do that like you do on the weekends. So I might have a little different Will Clanton today.
Yeah. I mean, I usually rest up on Sunday nights, but during the week, I wear myself out. And, I'm coming off like 8.5 hours of sleep. I feel great.
How about that, man? I'm glad to hear it.
I can't wait to get started.
Certainly glad to hear that. What are we going to do for segment two today?
Segment two, I think we're going to be able to talk a little bit about someone who's spent a lot of time with us recently, who's going to be leaving after today.
Yes, yes. Landon, who's going to be here in a second. This is his last day. What a play. I can say it since he's not here. Hopefully he's not listening. Really good kid, man.
Yeah.
And had a lot of fun with him. We really enjoyed that. And hopefully he didn't hear that so we can still razz him about the Red Sox and all that coming up. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that for sure. All right, so let's get into big news of the day was Clemson's scrimmage yesterday. We can let you hear from Dabo Swinney. We got some audio from Dabo talking about what he saw yesterday. And look, they're at the time now where it's airtight over there. I had a buddy of mine ask me, said, how much are we going to learn about the scrimmage today? He goes, tell me about, what, you know, how are you going to find out about it? Can we text me when you hear about it? I went, yeah, buddy. He goes, how controlled or how hard is the information now? I went, airtight. Like they, this is where we see some game planning stuff, not a lot, but this is where we see a lot of personnel things. And yesterday, a lot of second team stuff. But some guys had some good days. Jaheim Lawson has had an outstanding camp. And as a matter of fact, I think we might even see Jaheim Lawson get really early significant snaps and maybe even a starter at some point in time. But Coach Swinney said yesterday that he's right there stride for stride with Parker and help. And so he's had a great camp. The other player that really stuck out to me yesterday was hearing about Christopher Vezina. Because we talked about, if you heard the show earlier in the month, we talked about how important it is for Vezina because Clemson would need to go into next year with with him as a starting quarterback potentially instead of having to go to the transfer portal or Denson beating him out. So that said, Vecina's had a good camp so far as well. So that's good news. And then the injury update. So Dabo talked yesterday. Walker Parks' injury. He says, quote, he will be all right. He'll be good to go. Now, again, does that mean good to go against LSU? Does that mean good to go in life? You know, like he's actually going to have two legs to walk on. No, nothing specific there. And then also, Adam Randall had been banged up. Randall was in the scrimmage yesterday, had a touchdown run. So we heard he has a little knee banged up or whatever in practice, but he appears ready to go. So all good news there yesterday on the injury front. Another Clemson note, 18th ranked Clemson, Ohio State hosted Clemson yesterday, women's soccer, first athletic event of the year. And the Lady Tigers went up to Ohio State and got a 1-1 tie. So congratulations there. That feels like a good road against a ranked team. You know, a draw is probably pretty good deal. So that's not bad. Major League Baseball from last night, Braves got a 4-3 win over the Mets, and the Braves take 2 out of 3. Ozzie Albies has a big night. That's great for them. D-backs beat the Rockies 8-2. Tigers down the Twins 4-3. It was the Nationals 3-2 of the Phillies. The Guardians 9-4 of the Marlins. Unfortunately, the Jays beat the Cubs 2-1, and the Orioles down the Mariners 5-3. So heading into the weekend, we've got some, I think, some good series coming up. We have Braves going to the Guardians, so we'll get with Sam with that one day next week. Landon's Red Sox host the Marlins, and we'll see what comes of that. My Yankees go to the Cardinals in like a old World Series matchup. So it should be a pretty good weekend. Padres and Dodgers might be the best of that coming up. NFL Week 2 starts tonight in the Week 2 exhibition, I should say, preseason. They call it preseason. They don't call it exhibition. They call it preseason. In the NFL. Titans at Falcons, NFL Network at 7. Chiefs and Seahawks, NFL Network at 10. Fill them up tomorrow, TV games, 4 o'clock Niners and Raiders on NFL Network. 7 o'clock Jets and Giants on NFL Network. So some rivalry games there. Then 9:30 tomorrow night, you got Cardinals and Broncos, NFL Network. Then Sunday, Jaguars and Saints at 1 on the NFL Network. Fox has a Sunday night game, 8 o'clock Bills and Bears. We have Monday night football preseason now. Bengals and Commanders Monday night, 8 o'clock ESPN. The rest of the league looks like this. Tomorrow you've got Dolphins and the Lions, Packers and the Colts, Patriots and the Vikings, Browns at the Eagles, Panthers go to the Texans. Those are all 1 o'clock non-televised games. 7 o'clock non-televised, Ravens at Cowboys, Chargers at Rams, Jets go, always said Jets and Giants. Buccaneers go to the Steelers tomorrow night. So that's a little NFL weekend for you. Michigan finds out about their NCAA case today on their sign-stealing controversy. NASCAR heads to Richmond So we'll see some short track racing coming up. That'll be good. Hey, EPL starts today. You got Liverpool open up the season today. And NASCAR heads to Richmond. PGA Tour is over in Baltimore at Caves Valley, and the PGA Tour is in week two of three of the playoffs. And yesterday it was Robert McIntyre who fired a 62, tying his career low. He's got a 3-shot lead over Tommy Fleetwood, 4 over Scotty Scheffler, 5 over Victor Hovland, Ben Griffin, and Ricky Fowler. Locally, JT Poston and Andrew Novak, 2 over. They're tied for 30th. Bridgman's at 4 over, tied for 40th. Lucas Glover, 5 over, tied for 46th. So those guys have to hustle to make the final event, which is coming up over at Eastlake next week, which is good. And then Little League World Series, Irmo pounded Massachusetts yesterday, 13-0. That's great to hear. As Landon joins us now, I hope you didn't hear what we had to say about you in our opening. Did you hear any of that?
Unfortunately, I did not, because I was at the door. So
that's good you didn't hear it, though.
Maybe. I don't know.
Boy, did we blister you.
I mean, I don't blame you. You know, man, last day in an electronics go, and just, you know, they fail me.
You remember all of the nice things I said about you to your professors and to your deans and all that stuff? Yeah. I filled out?
All the stuff you lied?
I need that paperwork back, please.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
See if you can get that back to me.
And
how
it's
you doing?
And it's only right.
Yeah,
I'm actually doing all right. I went to sleep early.
Me too.
I was ready to, you know, come to work today, and I didn't notice that my phone wasn't charging, apparently. It was on the charger, just wasn't charging. So, I guess I got to invest.
We'll call it. You pulled a Red Sox.
Oh, okay. Right. Aren't you guys behind us, though?
Tomato. Oh, okay.
I was just
Got any plans for your last day today? Any big stuff you're going to come out? And is it going to be a tearful thing at the end? Like, we need some tissue in here or anything?
I don't know. I guess that's we're going to find out.
You know, we had two new listeners. Your mom and dad listen.
Well, can we find a way? My dad always listens, because okay. I used to listen to the show when I was going to school in the morning.
Right.
So that's always been the same. Right.
Well, your mom, she's going to ditch us now that you're not here anymore? You think she'll hang around?
I think they're all kind of tuned in now.
Good. So you brought new listeners.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome.
I like
and
it,
I'm
man.
Sure, you know, they'll keep me updated, see if I need to, you know, get on to you or call in, add some more flair to the show, you know.
Oh, I think you need to do that. I think you can do that for sure. So you didn't hear what we got planned for segment two?
No.
Well, how's it going to go? What are we going to do?
Oh, we're going to tell some jokes.
Okay.
Oh.
Ask some questions.
I like it.
Share some stories.
Can't wait. Should be awesome.
Nudge.
Yeah, can't wait. I had the pleasure yesterday of attending an event with the three speakers were Graham Neff, Clemson Athletic Director, the Athletic Director at Charleston Southern, and the Senior Deputy Athletic Director at South Carolina. And they were talking about their seasons and all the NIL stuff. I do want to play today. I don't know if anybody saw it or not, but I do want to play today the Northern Illinois football coach. Have y'all seen his audio yet? All right, we'll get that on Twitter. We'll do that in segment three today. And talk about that. That'd be good, because he talks about NIL, and man, this guy's one of the smartest guys I've ever heard. So we'll talk about that a little bit as the show goes on as well. And those guys will talk about that. And then the other thing I wanted to get to, did you see the Lane Kiffin tweet about Auburn football? He's on Hugh Freeze right now. So John Tweet Sports, I don't know who John Tweet Sports is, says, well, actually he is quoting Justin Hawkinson, who covers Auburn for OwnThree, OwnThree.com, all right? And Justin Hawkinson says, we spoke with Derek Nix, who's an assistant at Auburn, and Kent Austin, assistant at Auburn, who, just to reiterate, Nix will handle first down strategy and play calling. Austin handles third down strategy and play calling. And Nix said, Hugh Freeze, the head coach, will authorize or overrule anything we say. How often does he overrule? Quote, it depends on how big the game is and how it's going, but he's highly involved to me. He's an outstanding play caller. I've just learned everything from him. And so then John tweets, if I'm following this correctly, Nix calls first down, Freeze calls second down, Ken Austin calls thirds down. He calls third down. And to which Lane Kiffin on Twitter replied, so does a fourth coach call fourth down calls? Like, what are we doing here? So, typical. Auburn just can't have a boring, average day. Like, Auburn has to have something that gets you talking about them. And usually in a bad way. But it's Love Lane Kiffin getting all that. All right. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clanton here on a Friday. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Wendy's. Starting your day off right. Wendy's with the Biggie Bundle Bag, the two for $3, and saving you money. What a deal that is. Especially if you got a carload back there on the way to school. How about the breakfast Baconator? Could you use a little breakfast, a little Baconator in your day today? Absolutely you could. How about we get the little burrito, a little breakfast burrito, a little English muffin. I don't know, maybe a biscuit. Give me a little croissant. You got to do these things at Wendy's and get the seasoned potato fries, the hot coffee, the cold coffee. Start your day off right. I can smell it right now. I can smell it. Get cold coffee right now. Get in touch with them. We love our great friends over at Wendy's. Short break. Can't wait. Segment two when you come back right after this.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club is celebrating their 44th football season kickoff with Faxon Childress and John Height broadcasting live on Friday, August 22nd from 9 till noon at the Anderson Institute of Technology at 315 Pierman Dairy Road. Faxon and John will be interviewing Anderson County High School football coaches and key players, and you're invited to come experience it in person and while there enjoy free Papa John's pizza. Visit the Anderson Area Touchdown Club on Facebook or call 864-616-6471.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Tiger Nation, K Club Nick here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone or visit fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams. From framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey.
Welcome back, Blue Ridge Heating and Air. If you have a HVAC unit that is close, you know, you're getting on up in age a little bit, and you think about putting them out to pasture, I would just give you a little sense of urgency here. A lot of your federal tax credits are going to go away on December 31st. So that energy tax credit, this is what they tell me at Blue Ridge is that this is a sense of urgency to get it done before December 31st. We love Armstrong. They are the Armstrong dealer right here in the upstate of South Carolina. This is a local Orangeburg, South Carolina company. So they love that. It's a great product. They'll do that for you. Get a free estimate on your HVAC, and then they're going to bring your hot sauce too, which is really, really cool. You can schedule that online. They make this easy. You can call them. You can schedule that online. And, I looked up on their website now. They've got over 6,000 customers that they've dealt with for the last 20 years. And they had 90-plus years of experience when these guys are coming out to your homes or your businesses right now. Think about Blue Ridge Heating. Anytime you have issues, anytime you need, I do the preventive maintenance plan now. Do that with them. You're going to love Blue Ridge Heating and Air online, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Segment 2 of Mr. Will Clinton.
Before we get into that, I just wanted to add something. The pile-on method of Auburn. Something came across my timeline yesterday. This is a quote from Steve Spurrier. I'm not sure when, but obviously this is during his time as the South Carolina head coach. His quote is, The real tragedy was that 15 hadn't been colored yet, end quote. And this is Steve Spurrier's response to learning that 20 books burned in a fire at an Auburn library.
Yeah, yeah. Spurrier needling his friends there at Auburn. He would never do that, would he?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, it's too easy. It's yes. too easy to just pile on Auburn. Yes. I'm sure we'll get some more throughout the day. But segment two, as it comes around, this is, as we already announced during segment one, this is Landon's last day with us here as an intern. This ends an historic chapter in the Mickey Plyler Show with, it's what, been 2.5 months?
Yeah.
2.5 months of having Landon on the show Monday through Friday, mostly every single Monday and Friday. Vacations are in effect for interns as well. But I wanted to ask you a couple questions as we send you off today. Obviously, this is something that you want to do in your future. I know you haven't talked about it, but I took a look at your Twitter page. You've done some reporting before in the sports yep. media world.
Yep. So when I'm at school, they allow me to broadcast the games there. That's one of the main reasons I went up there. So if you want to, Flow Sports, unfortunately, you have to pay for it. I won't lie to you about that. But I'll be, you know, the play-by-play voice for Wingate football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, field hockey, any sport you can think of, they got me doing it up there. I'm on lacrosse, baseball, and softball. So it's a busy week, or busy year, I mean, coming up. And honestly, I'm looking forward to it because I'm going to try to do a little bit more off-the-field stuff, try to be a little bit more present on the Twitter. I'm going to try to maybe do some off-field things as far as, like, interviews and trying to make it like a podcast kind of thing to where you can learn more about the players off the field, because you don't really get that in the D2 sense, right? You just kind of go play and then move on, all right?
So, well, but play-by-play is the goal.
Yeah.
Okay. Roy Philpott says this, and we'll ask you about that, give some Landon some advice here, by the way. He says that his experience, because he used to host the show with me in the mornings, he said his experience in sports talk radio helps him tremendously as a play-by-play guy. And not necessarily, you know, in a two-minute drill drive of driving down the field with everything's happening fast, but in the blowouts or in those weather delays, or if you've got some sort of long replay official that's taking 5 minutes on something, he said it is your ability to think and go on and your sports talk radio stuff comes back. So hopefully you're a better play-by-play guy yeah. after this summer experience.
I think I will be, too. Oh, I feel a little bit more hopefully. Confident and speaking well, a little bit better. So
you should. You should.
I'm very grateful for this moment.
Yeah, you should.
What you is, should be grateful. What is your you should be grateful.
Very grateful.
we're grateful for you. What's been your favorite experience or just aspect of doing this for 2.5 months?
There's honestly too many to really choose one. I enjoy kind of the interaction with both you guys in here, and then also even the textures. It's sometimes fun. It's fun seeing the good and the bad sometimes, or the funny things, or the. But I also enjoyed, you know, kind of being able to go to the practices too. That was fun. The one practice, and then asking that question.
Yeah, asking that
we
question.
Got that we showed the day after. But just kind of being in that area, right? Like kind of seeing my future, quote unquote. You know how it's. Hopefully I get to be there one day to where it's normal and not just a random guy that everyone's kind of looking at in the corner like, why are you here? So that is hopefully the dream of getting to that point. But I know it's going to take a long time, and that's why I wanted to try to get into here, because it's about who you know, how you know them, and it takes a long time to build up to the top. You don't just get to come out of college and all of a sudden have the best job in the world. So you got to do it in many different aspects, many different ways, and I'm hoping to do that. So hoping to come back here in the winter during Christmas break, try to do a bunch of different things. Talk to Mr. Milstead about hopefully, you know, being in your seat some days for other things, certain like that. So we'll see. Still a long way to go with that, just with those discussions. So,
hey, Mondays during the winter months, you let me know. It is all yours,
oh,
brother.
Goodness.
You can always like come up with some sort of scandal with Faxon and Quaker Walker or me. You know, like I saw this guy, and I saw him embezzling money from the company. Y'all going to fire him? You know, it's like come up with some sort of backstabbing kind of thing to take somebody's job, too.
No. See, everybody. We get to talk to Faxon a little bit after the show, and I actually helped him move their rug.
Yeah, that's my favorite moment. They turned him into a moving van guy.
Yeah, they asked me to help move their rug, so I helped him with that. But I've had a lot of good talks with Faxon. He's been helping me kind of behind the scenes, giving me advice on things to do because, I mean, not that much older than me, right? So he's already kind of been through the point that I'm at right now, so I've been talking to him. Sam, too. Same thing. He wanted me to help him with the high school games, but I won't be here, so that's unfortunate. I wish I could be here to do that.
What kind of teams will we have in football this year, do we know?
I don't know. Yeah. I would assume it.
How were they last
everything
year?
Local. You talking about my school?
Yeah.
They were honestly pretty good in almost everything. You have a conference trophy that all your performances from every sport get put together, tallied up in points, right, depending on the success that you had.
Yeah.
I think it's called the Learfield Trophy.
Yeah.
We have won it for 15 straight years.
How about that, man?
So,
that's awesome.
And it's usually because of our swim teams are really good. One of my favorite stories of our swim team was during my sophomore year, we had our conference swim meet.
Yeah.
If we wouldn't have shown up for the last day, like nobody performed, nobody showed up, we still would have won by 100 points.
Is dominant.
Yeah, so that team is always really good. Same with our runners. Our runners are usually really good, track and field, cross country. Football is usually competitive, usually pretty competitive, and most of them are.
How many students?
Oof, not much. I would say, honestly, I don't even know that exact
Are you
number.
The big man on campus?
No.
Like everybody know you?
No.
Everywhere you go?
No.
Hey, Lando,
most people didn't even realize it was my voice on the streams until I would talk in class, and they'd be like,
"Hey, that's good.
I know who you are."
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "Yep, that's me."
Is that how you met your girlfriend?
No. I met my girlfriend through a friend, actually.
Huh.
Yeah.
I met my wife, and a friend of hers had listened to my show, and listened to it, whatever. My wife doesn't know if ball has air feathers in it. Like, she doesn't know anything about sports. She doesn't care to know anything about sports. But they introduced us, and I said, "Hey, you're Mickey Palmer." And wife's like, "What?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, "What is that?" And I said, "Well, it's a sports talk radio." She says, "They have radio where y'all talk about sports?" I was like, Yeah. I said, "Oh, my God, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of." Like, what do y'all talk about all day? Like, why would somebody listen to that? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. That's about how it went. With
yeah.
Like, what? I was like, "Yeah, I'm like a sports guy." She was like, "Oh." Sports? But now she's learning more about sports.
Yeah.
So now she's into it, and we have something we could talk about. Also, I looked up the number, about 3,300, 3,400, depending on the year.
My wife always, at games, she always says two things, joking. But she'll say, "Yay, team, win the sports." No, win the points. Yeah, yay, team, win the points. And the other thing is, like, there'll be somebody will boo a player, boo a referee, and my wife will say, "It's all about the sportsmanship, fellas. Let's all just get along out there." You know, at like a heated South Carolina Clemson game or something. She said, "It's all about sportsmanship, guys. Let's help each other on the ground and pick each other up and support each other out there."
She's got to get the...
She's joking, by the way. She knows that.
She's got to get the go sports ball.
Yeah. Win the points.
Got to get that down. And I'm gonna stop you real quick, Landon, because I'm looking at Wingate, your football season from last year. 9-2.
Yeah.
Yep. Last year, the offense was... Really, the entire team was really good. That was, like, one of the best teams that we've had in recent years. Unfortunately, about 75% of that team has transferred out. So,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's where the quarterback's gone. Running
you know
back's
where he
gone.
Went?
He went to – oh, man. It's a – I'm not going to lie to you.
Did he go up, though? My point is, a lot of these guys go up a level.
He went up, but not by much, I'm going to be honest with you. Brooks Bentley, Jake Bentley's brother, actually, was our quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And he – New Hampshire is up. Yeah, New Hampshire.
That's a little bit of a step up, maybe.
Yeah, just a little bit one.
Yeah, good for him.
Just getting more views because he's a junior. So if he could play well at New Hampshire, maybe go to a mid-major or something like that. Had a tackle go to Liberty.
Nice.
Had our other tackle or guard went to Mercer. Had a corner go to Virginia Tech. I've had some just guys kind of move around. A lot of our receivers went out. One went to UAB. So – a lot of the offensive production got a little banged up. It'll look different, but it shouldn't drop off too much. and should be all right.
98-66 says you can do a Wingate win game.
We can do a Wingate win game if
but
we want.
But if you pick anything other than undefeated.
No, see, but you got to be neutral in the in your your.
Yeah, I'm telling your classmates you picked against them.
I will. I'll tell them I'll pick against
them. Who you got?
All right. So all right.
Week one, UNC Pembroke.
That'll be a win.
Okay, week two, Bluefield State.
That might be the worst team in Division II, and that should be a win.
Okay. University of Virginia Wise.
Not very good.
They're not that wise.
Not that wise.
They're wise, but
it'd
not
be unwise to pick them.
They were pretty good last year, but I still think we got it.
Team you split last year with, Carson Newman.
Run the triple option. They run the wing T.
Loss.
They run for about 300 yards. It was tough in the – we have them at home, though, this year, so I am feeling a little bit more
tough as a play-by-play guy to follow the football with that.
Yeah, it is tough, but I think we win, though.
Okay.
Loss.
Okay, that's 4-0. Fifth game at Newberry.
Newberry is tough. Do you guys see that video of the guy? He's a sophomore. He benched 225 59 times. It was just throwing it out. And I was like, okay, cool.
Loss.
Yeah, on the road, I'll give him a loss for that one. I'll be a hater. I'll spark some, you know,
I need
flare.
To set you up with Newberry guys. So the mayor of Newberry is a good friend of mine, and they've got a radio show down there where they do Newberry Athletics. So the mayor and another good friend of mine, a big attorney there and everything. So I'll set you up with those guys when you go down.
I got you.
Okay. Game six, hosting Catawba.
That'll be a win.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. At Emory and Henry.
Another win.
They'll beat Emory and they'll lose to Henry.
So split. Okay.
Yeah.
This is interesting. You're at Anderson.
Yeah, I think this is the third year of the program, and Stone are very good. Give me a win.
Dang.
Okay.
Coming home, though. Are y'all at Anderson?
Yeah. I'll see if I can come home. The only difference is sometimes on Fridays, volleyball plays. So it'll be driving down after
You do road
that.
Games, too?
No, we don't usually do, because it's kind of tough with the abilities that you have there with a D2 school. So. Yeah.
That's fair. Then you are hosting Lenoir Rhyne.
The crosstown rival. Big-time rivals. That is our rival school. Always good in every sport.
Hate them.
They go with us. Yeah, we don't really like them.
Jerks.
I give us the win because I'm never going to let LR win.
Never.
We had a walk-off 75-yard touchdown with 2 seconds to go my junior year. It was so – or my sophomore year. I did. I was there.
Did you go bonkers?
Yes. I was the color for that one. And you can just hear me in the back going, oh, my goodness. Oh, my – that's all you could hear.
You had to like quack say, get your butt back in here.
Yeah. Next, you are at Tusculum. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, Tusculum.
Tusculum.
It's a tough one to say. It really depends. They are sometimes good, sometimes bad. I think we take the win there.
Win.
Okay. And finally, you have Homecoming hosting Mars Hill.
So for this, it's weird. It's either if we're in the SAC championship game, South Atlantic Conference championship game, then that game won't be played. We'll play. If we're in first place, you host. If you're in second place, you go to that team that is in first place. If you aren't either of those, then you have that game. It's very weird. I don't understand. So, like, if we're in third place, we play Mars Hill. If we're in second place, then we're traveling to whoever's in first. And if we're in first place, we're hosting whoever's in second. So that was what happened last year, how we split with Carson Newman. It was because we lost to him, but then, you know, we ended up getting first place, and they had to come see us, and ended up taking them down. But if we had to play Mars Hill, they just have a new coach. Probably will be a win, and pretty comfortably, too.
Okay. So you're saying 10-1 season?
I think so. It's possible.
I like it. I like
defense is always really, really good.
Quickly, before taking a break, Texas said, this is my good friend Frank, best of luck, Landon. You obviously know what you want. Go for it. I've enjoyed your participation in Mickey's show. Another texter here. Let's see where it says – where can we find this again? That how much they enjoyed you this summer?
3077.
Is it 3077? Yes. Been a pleasure listening to you grow up on the radio this summer, Landon. Sure, we'll hear from you one day. Enjoy the show. That was good.
Yeah, I appreciate all that. I appreciate all the kind words. I remember it took a minute for everyone to get warmed up to me. I remember after
you said some dumb stuff.
Well, I was just saying like it's possible, and then it wasn't. Nobody liked it.
Speaking of that, the NIL stuff that we've talked ad nauseum about, the Northern Illinois coach has a great quote. We'll let you hear from him when we come back right after this.
A countdown is on. 26 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett.
Presented by the Pound Cake Man and Clayton's Deli.
He takes a shotgun snap, play action, three-man rush. Here comes pressure up the middle. Miles Murphy gets him and brings him down.
We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code Road Rage to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Road Rage. Must be 18 or older and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
Experience the reliability of Davis Services, where your comfort is our priority. We specialize in the maintenance, service, and installation of all major HVAC brands for both residential homes and small businesses. With over 5,000 satisfied maintenance customers, a dedicated team of 100 employees, and more than 60 service vehicles, we ensure prompt and precise attention to your needs. Whether it's heating, cooling, plumbing, or pest control, we've got you covered. Call 864-432-1785 today to experience unparalleled service.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe connection is just the beginning. You've helped us build something powerful, and now we want to take you beyond. Upgrade to 1 gig and get 6 months for $65 a month. No contract, no catch. It's the next step in your journey to gig and beyond. Faster speeds, stronger service, a future built right here at home.
Take the leap to gig and beyond at upcountryfiber.com. Upcountry Fiber. Together, we're building a stronger connection.
Elevate your golf cart experience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you need rentals, leases, or access to our extensive club car inventory, we've got you covered for both fun and business. Our mobile service truck ensures hassle-free maintenance right at your location. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to discover easy financing options and more. Golf Cart Service, simplifying your ride with convenience and expertise.
Before we know it, the team will be running down the hill, and another great season of Clemson football will be here. Get your RV spot secured now with Clemson Hills RV Club. Really close to the stadium side of campus, they offer full hookup with 50-amp service, along with 30 acres of trails and creeks, as well as unforgettable mountain views. Clemson Hills RV Club is your place to park your RV this season. Find out more at ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. That's ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. Go Tigers!
My personal joy is found in working outdoors.
It's where I go for a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility, just to get my head together.
I really, really fell in love with South Carolina's wildlife.
Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to do what I love and help make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Tiger fans, beat the heat with Elkmont. Whether you're cooling off with a day at the lake, heading for cooler climates on vacation, or gearing up for game day, Elkmont has everything you need. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is your destination for summer fun. Conveniently located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkmontTradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him. Holy smokes.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Scooter, big man over here with me doing the show today. Looking forward to that. Hey, my great friends at One Time Plumber, remember the number. I was just in Charleston. Got him in Greenville. Got him in Columbia. One Time Plumber, the name is the number. Emergency services, that's when most of us call. You know, when something really, really goes bad. But, you know, some plumbing services, if you got any kind of burst pipe, you got any kind of sewer line stuff, faucets and sinks and sump pumps and toilets and water heaters and water lines and backup or showers or frozen pipes. You got any of this stuff going on, they can certainly help you out. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you're going to love One Time Plumber. The name is the number, One Time Plumber. That's easy to remember. Get in touch with them. They can help you out. You're going to love our friends at One Time Plumber. All right. Thomas Hammett is the head football coach at NIU, Northern Illinois. Remember, on September the 7th of 2024, it was Hammett leading his Northern Illinois Huskies to defeat fifth-ranked Notre Dame on the way to the very first MAC team to ever be a top-five opponent. And this guy has made some headlines. He had a great quote after the game about how if you want a big NIL deal, we got a hamburger joint down the street from the stadium, something like that, right? Well, he was asked about the state of college football, and here's what Northern Illinois coach Thomas Hammack said yesterday.
I told our team the other day, you know, we lost all these guys. Let's see who plays. So it's all good when people put it on Twitter, hey, all glory to God, I'm going in the transfer portal. Let's see if they play. How many of them guys going to play or travel or get snaps? You know, I was going to tweet something the other day, a picture of me, and say, you know what? I enjoyed my college experience. I didn't get one dime. But the lessons I learned was more valuable than any money you can ever pay me. And I appreciate that because that is long term. People are losing the fact that this is short term. I coached in the National Football League for 5 years. 5 years, right? Don't lose focus of what the long term. Get your degree, learn valuable lessons that's going to help you in the long term of your life. That's the whole purpose. This is a transition from being a kid to a grown up. And I hope people don't lose focus of that. Everybody's talking about everything else besides what is the most important thing for going to college. Because if you're going to college to go get a couple dollars, you might as well go get a job. This is too hard to go get a couple dollars. Learn the lessons that you need to learn to be successful in life for the next 40 to 50 years of your life. I would do it again for free. For free. Because of the things I learned. That's why I'm standing here today, because of what I learned in college. Not because of how much somebody gave me. That's what I would tell people. And parents, they need to learn that lesson too. Stop trying to live through your kids. Go teach your kids what are the things they need to learn to be successful. That's what I'm telling my kids. I don't care about no NIL, no revenue share. I can care less. You need to learn things in college to get you prepared for life, to be a father, a husband, to work, everything else. Those are the most important things. That's what people are missing, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
Go ahead on, Thomas Hammett. Where have you heard that before? This is what I've been pounding Sam and Landon about. College is about preparing you for the rest of your life. College is about preparing for the next 40 or 50 years. College is where you learn to go from a kid to a grown-up. College is a transitional time in your life, not transactional time in your life. College is a time where you go learn these life lessons and these life skills to make you a better, what do you say, father and husband. Preach, Thomas. Preach. The short-term answer, the hedonistic idea that we're going to go make money now, I got to make money now, make an opportunity to make money now, you're missing the lessons. We're not preparing you for the next 40 or 50 years. This is not your job. This is college. This is growing up. This is about obtaining the life skills that will enable you to be a productive father and husband. That's what college athletics always was. We have missed that. I am going to pull for Northern Illinois like crazy again. They open up against Holy Cross. Go, Huskies. Go, Thomas Hammock, man. Love that message from the guy. Glad he listens to the show. This is Scott Frost said it yesterday. By the way, any thoughts on that? Because, you know, we've argued all over. You got to go get what you get now. Got to get what you get. No, you don't have to go get what you get now. What you're getting now is a lesson in life.
Listen, I'm more on your side about that
than
anything, right? Because I agree. I do not like the state of sports. I fell in love with college sports because it was everyone buying in just to that school and that school alone. And you only had a transfer barring something crazy. And now it's – I said it when it first started. I said it's free agency, and there's no reason it should ever be that way. But unfortunately, if you want your team to be good, you unfortunately have to buy into what's going on. And if you want to stay kind of right in the middle, then you don't. But then it's don't get mad as a fan if your team's not winning, but you want them to stay true to themselves and not buy into what's happening in today's world of college sports. I wish everyone had the mindset of Northern Illinois here. I wish everyone was like that. Unfortunately, there's also been the opposite side of it. And I can tell you what the opposite side is going to say to him once they, you know, this video gets a little bit more viral. They're going to be like, oh, this is just a coach that doesn't have much money, so of course he says that. But if he had money, I bet he'd be spending it too. And there's always someone that tries to bash down someone that wants to make good out of a bad era of football.
Yesterday, Scott Frost said, head coach at Central Florida, quote, it's a sad state if a sport as beautiful as college football is won by the people with the richest boosters. And that is where we are. It's where you are, man. And it is sad. Let me get we got four guests in a row. We get as many as we can here in this segment. Noah and beautiful Anderson. Good morning, Noah. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. Good. I appreciate you getting me in. Well, thank you much. I always enjoy calling in and asking this question because I think it's fun for you guys to kind of mull over it. But week one, is there a particular game that you're kind of highlighting and thinking to yourself, well, everybody's thinking, okay, this is going to be the game of the year. Like, this is going to be a great game. But you're kind of in the back of your head, you're thinking, dude, this game's going to be a blowout. Because I'm telling you, I am firm on this opinion. Clemson and LSU is going to be just that. Clemson is going to blow LSU out of the water. And it's going to be sad, but five games in, Brian Kelly is going to be packing his bags. But just wanted to take this comment off the air. Landon, hell of a job, man. You did a great, great thing this summer, and I'm going to miss you. We appreciate you guys.
How about that, Noah? Very kind of you. Very
yes, thank you, Noah. Sure. Very much appreciated.
I will tell you, in my opinion, I think South Carolina is going to blow Virginia Tech's doors off in week one. I think Virginia Tech's going to be exposed, and I think South Carolina beats Virginia Tech by 17, 21 points. I don't think Virginia Tech is ready for this, and I think South Carolina's defense is going to be better than people think. The other one is Notre Dame and Miami. We hadn't talked about that enough. That's going to be a very interesting football game. North Carolina, TCU, I don't know on that one. But week one, Florida State, Alabama. I think Florida State, Alabama is going to be close. And it's a 13.5-point spread. You guys got one? Got a game you think might be a not as close as people think?
I think it's Notre Dame.
Think Notre Dame's going to Miami winning?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. The Carson Beck Show is unveiled on that weekend. Landon, you have anything for week one that might surprise people?
Honestly, I could see Texas winning by a couple of touchdowns.
At Ohio State.
Yeah. I think they walk in there and they could, just with, you know, a pretty different roster over there at Ohio State, pretty much the same at Texas. I could see it being just that, you know, those week one woes hurting Ohio State more than Texas.
I don't know anything. Like, East Carolina, NC State, that's going to be a fascinating first game, you know, to watch. Auburn and Baylor. Like, that's going to be a fascinating week one watch.
Yeah, I know we had it busy, but I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think the game of the year will be?
Oh, Texas and Ohio State week one. We'll get to 12 noon right off the bat. You agree with that, Will? Like, that's number one versus number three, man.
Can't wait.
Get it done. All right, we come back. Scott Reimer is going to kick us off a very busy hour number two.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and Zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all